Hi, this is Elle Hay, a subarctic beekeeper, one of the many. This is going to be an update podcast because it's been a while since I've posted one. It's late October 2023. Temperature is 26 degrees Fahrenheit. I can't tell you what it is in Celsius. I'm sorry. It's a shortcoming of my American education. I've been healing from this brain injury that I sustained from a car accident about 2 years ago. The days go by slow, but the years have gone by fast. My bees made it through the winter last winter, which was great, and were strong in the spring. If you want to see what they look like, there's pictures on our Instagram site and our Facebook page. Those are all under Happy Creek Farm. Pretty cool. Brought them out of the barn in March and put them in the hive pod on the deck, and they did great. Colonies continued to build, and I was able to make splits, put the colonies out into the bee yard on my standard hive stand, which is two folding bed frames, unfolded with no beds on them, just the metal part, with 2x6s lined up and the hives all lined up next to each other. It's always worked great for me in the past because I need space to work. I need to be able to move things around. I don't like the single hive stand thing. Well, can't tell you what happened in spring because I don't remember, part of the car accident thing. However, pretty early on, I discovered voles had infiltrated the hives. Those little suckers can jump, and they did, and took out three colonies. Left behind a whole lot of poop, and so I set a whole lot of traps. I caught a good deal of them and learned a good deal about them. They reproduce like it's going out of style. So I thought I took care of that issue, and the colonies I had remaining continued to grow. Lo and behold, I hadn't taken care of the vole issue and found them back on the hives, in the hives, under the hives. They took out some more colonies. So I needed to do something about my stand. I took my small tables that I use for the farmer's market. They're plastic. They fold up into what looks like a briefcase, which is great, easy to carry. And they unfold and you can adjust the legs. I brought those all out. They each held two hives. And they've got a nice plastic slippery overhang, which means the voles can't climb the metal legs and they can't get past the overhang to the hives. So that solved my vole problem. What else happened? Well, I set these tables up instead of setting them all up in a line, which is what I normally do. I scattered my tables around my apiary so there was space to move in between. We had a storm. We had some crazy, windy, rainy storms. Thank you, climate change, which gives us even more unpredictable weather. I had not been doing hive checks as frequently as normal and not been spending my, I was about to call it leisure time, but there is no leisure time, extra time out in the hives, which is something I'd love to do because the sun interferes with my vision now and the heat kind of makes everything go cattywampus. So my hive checks were less frequent, maybe once a week instead of every day. Which is what happens when you fall in love with the bees. So we had some storms. Hive check before the storms, the hives were all great. 4 days later went out, and two of the hives, which were now made up of two deeps and supers, because the honey was coming in, had fallen over, table and all. And part of my apiary sits on a bit of a hill. So these were the two hives that were closest to the hill. So as I walk out, I see something no beekeeper wants to see. My hives opened up, upside down, all over the place, bees everywhere, not happy, and more storms coming in. So what I did, instead of putting them back together, because it took me a while to figure out how to do that, I put a tarp over them, a blue tarp. It's something every Alaskan has. Blue tarp, duct tape, we've got them. And made sure that they had enough air and they could get out if they choose. It protected them from the wind and the rain. Came out a couple days later, brought a friend, suited him up. He didn't know what to expect. Suited him up, and we got the hives back together. Wonderful. Queens there. Everything was great. Life was good in the apiary. Honey was coming in. Got lots of honey. Lo and behold, the moose decided to come and visit the apiary. And if you've ever seen a moose, they've got some pretty broad backsides. Lots of junk in those trunks. I didn't leave enough room between my hives. I'd never had to consider it before because typically my hives are all lined up in one long line, so a moose can easily avoid them. Well, some moose came through the apiary shaking her thing and boom, knocked the same hives over again, down the same hill. Poor bees. So covered them with a tarp, waited for good weather, put those hives back together. I can't imagine that they were doing so great. And I know they weren't because at the end of the season when I was taking all the hives down to one box, getting them ready for winter, there wasn't as many bees in them. And those are two of my largest colonies. So it being late October, the hives are all in the bee barn right now. There's 9 of them. It's the lowest amount I think I've had in years. The colonies are strong. I treated them for varroa twice at the end of the season. Checked out the mite boards. Mite boards were clear on my last treatment. Had queens in all my colonies. All the bees had produced stores. The hives were very heavy. On top, because I use polystyrene hives, I added sugar cake. But the way I add it, because there's no space in a polystyrene hive to lay it on the top, is I set the queen excluders on my kitchen table. I make that sugar with, I don't know, a couple gallons of sugar, 2 tablespoons of water, massage it all together. It's kind of like sand, not sticky at all. Press it into the queen excluder and let it harden so that I can lift up the queen excluder. And it's pretty full of dried hard sugar. So 7 of the hives have that sugar cake on top of the hive under the lid. And 2 of them have Hive Alive, which is a fondant from Ireland made of seaweed. What? Seaweed? Yes, seaweed and minerals and stuff. And it is sticky. And I put that on queen excluders for the other 2 hives. And of course, the buildup is for my polystyrene hives, the bottom board, which is screened. I've got my hive board in there. And then deep box full of bees, queen excluder and lid. And then I've taped all the seams. So it's a pretty small unit. I strapped them with these amazing hive straps I got from Man Lake. You could probably get them from somewhere else too. They're very long. They're yellow. They're much easier to use than ratchet straps. Strapped them all together. And when the temperature became lower than 32 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, consistently for several days, I blocked the hive entrances, taped them up, and you can see pictures on Facebook and Instagram if you want to. It was cold enough where I had to use my bare hands to use body heat to make the tape stick. And then put those hives in my trusty wagon, garden wagon, and hauled them to the bee barn and put them up on their shelves. Everything is good and happy in there. Temperature is about 43 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know the humidity. I know it's a little high. I like to get the humidity and the temperature around the same. This way the bees can move around inside the hive to access their stores, and also the humidity will assist with them accessing the dried fondant and sugar cake should they need it if they run out of stores. My hopes are high. Really happy that the bee barn is all organized and steady. Hoping we don't have many power failures this winter, but it happens and we just deal with it. And looking forward to next spring. Very happy summer's over. Very happy to have another year under my belt with this head injury. Every year is going to be better, which is good. And I'm considering buying a FLIR camera and broodminder strips to do some monitoring. A little different monitoring than what I normally do. Broodminder would help me monitor temperature inside the hive itself. They lay on top of the frames. And a FLIR camera will let me photograph infrared activity inside the frames. Let me see where the colony is and where it's moving. I, for some reason, enjoy gathering data and pictures. And if you're interested in knowing more or seeing more, you can always check out our Facebook page, which is Happy Creek Farm in Alaska. Instagram, Happy Creek Farm. Twitter, not into the TikTok thing yet. I am setting up an Etsy page because there's been so many inquiries about buying our stuff. And we'll see if I can get that together. I hope you're all doing well, whether you're in fall or winter, you're staying warm and healthy and taking care of each other and taking care of your bees. We'll talk again soon. This podcast is copyrighted and all rights reserved. Take care.